Dean chairs the Democratic National Committee. He was in Milwaukee yesterday to speak at the convention of the League of United Latin American Citizens. But he was also scheduled to meet with Governor Doyle, Lieutenant Governor Barbara Lawton, and a newly formed state Hispanic caucus. Dean says the National Party will be of assistance to Doyle.
We are going to be active in Wisconsin. We think Jim's been a terrific governor. He's vetoed a lot of the right-wing excesses of the legislature, and he's also helped to put a stop to some of the corruption in the Republican legislature, and we will be vigorously supporting Jim Doyle.
Dean refuses to say what sort of help is on the way.
Well, I wouldn't want to give away my strategy in advance.
An aide to Dean says, for one thing, another large door-to-door effort for Doyle and other Democratic candidates will take place at the end of next month, including in some traditionally Republican areas. But Rick Wiley of the state GOP says national help for Doyle could be a hindrance.
Howard Dean has fractured the Democratic Party out there. He's proven that he isn't good at raising money. You know, a lot of the leadership, the Senate congressional leadership, has been very unhappy with his running of the DNC. So, you know, they're kind of fit for one another.
Wiley confirms that President Bush will be at a Milwaukee fundraiser for Mark Green on July 11th. During that event, Democrats are likely to try to link Green with the president's political problems. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.